Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com paying tribute to Coach Coley Welter, who had a great run at Aledo from the fall of 1998 through the fall of 2008. 11 years, 113-22, three state titles, two state runner-ups, and Logan Willits coaches at Anawan Weathersfield, both football and baseball, and he was a member of two state runner-up teams in the fall of 2005 and the fall of 2006. Now, Logan Willits, I know you can't be Coley Welter. You got to be your own man coaching, but I know there has to be some carryover traits that you learned along the way from playing for him.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. Everything that Coach ever did to us, I try to kind of put my own little spin on it and do it our way. If you just think about, and I know you've seen us play offensively, we try to look a lot like what we used to look like back in 05 and 06. And even still, I talked to Coach Welter today, and we'll bounce ideas off of each other, and he'll say, hey, I really like what you're doing, because we obviously share some video on huddle back and forth, or, and I'll say, hey, what were you thinking here? So in terms of schematically, we're going to look, or I'm going to, I guess, copy. He's not going to necessarily look like me. He's been doing it a lot longer than I have, but I'm going to copy what he does because, you know, it's what I'm comfortable with. It's what I know, and I know it can be very successful. And then in terms of non-X's and O things, I try to definitely use and do some of the things that he did with us in terms of motivationally and how I treat kids. And I've had numerous conversations with him before that it's not always about winning. You know, I get frustrated at times because of our lack of participation in some things or things like that. And he tells me that, you know, if I can find a way to reach these kids and some of the compliments he's heard my kids give me, he says that's what it's more about than winning. And as a younger coach, you know, I didn't quite understand that. But now that I'm becoming somewhat seasoned in the football aspect, being my seventh year, going to be going into my seventh year as a varsity offensive coordinator, I can see that everything that he used to preach to us and he still kind of preaches to me fits into how I'm going to interact with the kids and what I really want them to take out of their high school football experience.
I know I've had conversations with him before about him being smart enough, and you doing it for 7 years now, being smart enough to realize kids know when you're interested and invested in their lives. It seems simple, but for a lot of coaches, you'd be surprised. I think that's the one thing that I've learned about him that he's indicated to me, that you have to be real. And by real, you have to show up beyond the football games and asking these kids to commit, you know, during the football season. You have to commit to their lives, and they need to see that that's a real thing. And I think that's one thing that he really proved in his 11 years at Aledo.
Yeah, Coach Welter was real. Everything that, you know, you guys kind of saw on the outside of the football program, we definitely were able to experience within the football program. He genuinely cared about each and every one of us and about what we were doing and if we were doing the right things. I can always remember him preaching the idea that we always had to do the right things. And it wasn't just him saying that so he could, you know, keep the best players out or anything like that. He genuinely wanted us to be model citizens and represent the community the right way, and in a small community, that's huge. He always used to, you know, promote getting involved, being out there, wearing your Aledo football stuff proudly. And these are things that obviously most high school football coaches are going to do today. But a lot of people are kind of what you said, where they might not be as real about it. They care more about winning and losing or something like that. You can't fake it with kids. I've learned that. You have to genuinely be invested in what you're going to be doing with these kids in the future, because then they know you care. Then they'll run through the wall for you, and they'll do whatever you ask them to do, but it can't be fake. And that's one thing I definitely learned from Coach Welter very early. You know, it has to be real. The guy that he is at practice is the guy that he was at home, and it was that way on Friday nights. It was that way on Mondays. that's just who he was.
All right, and I think I see here as I added up for your two seasons, 25-3 in your two seasons, two state runner-ups. And I know if I asked you, you know, can you remember every game, you'd say, no, I can't remember. So share with me, you know, something that stands out in terms of a relationship, a memory, or a moment that when you look back at your time with Coach Welter at Aledo.
I have a lot of memories of football season, and although I can't remember, you know, all of them, I do remember quite a bit. And one thing that I can remember really sticking out to me is during our junior year playoff run, you know, we had Westville in the semifinals. And it was a team that previous Aledo teams had kind of ran into, and not that there was bad blood, but it was usually a pretty heated game each way. And you know, some flags drawn that were a little excessive, and we were down on George Pratt Memorial warming up, and you know, the Westville crowd was really getting into it and kind of giving us a hard time even when we were in our stretching lines. And Welter had known a little bit about Westville and had his own thoughts about Westville and everything that they did, and he told us that we needed to get that game taken care of as soon as we can. The longer, you know, we let them stay in it, the dirtier they were going to get, or, you know, the more shots we were going to take at least. And we were up pretty big early, and one of their players had actually got kicked out of the game already in the first half, and we went over, and it was almost a running clock game in the first half. And I remember going over and being close when him and Hassan were discussing a special teams decision. And Welter said, we got to do whatever it takes to get our starters off the field. And we ended up kind of recovering a little squib kick and scored another touchdown in the first half to put up, I think, 50 points in the first half and kind of put that game out of reach so that way he could rest easy, knowing that we didn't have to go back out there in the second half and kind of deal with the, you know, the harshness of the Westville crowd on a day that they were just getting their butts kicked.
Yeah, that was a semifinal game, too, en route to a state title appearance in the fall of 2005. Logan Willits is coaching baseball at Anawan Weathersfield and the offensive coordinator over there in their football program for seven seasons. Coach, thanks for your observations this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
It's Logan Willits with us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.